Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Adrian in the building. Shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in. Look,
yes, sir.
Look. We came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. It's positive, uplifting, and honest here. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging echoes, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you the message. So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down relationships to the third degree.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life, how we live in life. From politics to the current events, economics and race, whether you're poor or you're rich.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life, how we live in life.
Coming to you live and streaming to all four points of the globe. It's your girl, Brooklyn born and Crown Heights raised. Living life and breathing life. It's Bree, baby.
Peace and blessings, everybody. You have reached the Bree Life Radio Show, and I'm your host, Bree. And tonight, we are having the battle of the sexes. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring on someone very near and dear to the Bree Life family, Mark in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, yep. Mark, Houston, Texas. Houston, we have a problem.
Houston, we have a problem.
We got a problem, Houston. Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. What's going on?
Ooh, well, what's going on is that I know I had a real S on my chest because I made it into the studio with a minute and 15 seconds.
Oh.
Goodness.
Beautiful thing.
Boy, so, Mark, why don't you set up what we're doing tonight?
Well, in order for me to set up what we're doing tonight, I have to know what we're doing tonight.
Oh, cut it out. You scared, that's all it is.
Because I'm scared, that's all it is, I don't know what it is we're doing. Oh, we're battling sexes, I'm battling. But see, I'm a lover, not a fighter, so this is going to be a hard one for me.
Oh, get out.
It's going to be a hard one for me. I just rather kiss and make up. I don't want to fight. So, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to be battle. I think I'm battle weary.
Really?
Yes, I am. I think I got beat up too much. I'm tired. I'm studying war no more. Go lay down my burdens.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
So,
yes.
I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to bring on two of our guest panelists. That would be the hot woman herself, Red, yeah, in New York, and Twan from Places Unknown.
Thank God. Oh, help me, Twan. Help me.
How are we doing tonight, people?
Doing great. Dollar sign. Hello?
Sure.
How are you, Twan?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, Bree.
What's going on, brother Twan?
I'm rolling. Hey, what's up, Mark? Cool, brother.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you got my back? You got my back tonight?
Most definitely, man. We on top of the game.
I appreciate it.
And I believe Red has just joined us.
Hello.
Hello. What's happening, sister?
How is everyone?
Hey,
fire. Anyway.
That's right. Fire.
Okay.
Hi, Mark.
All right.
Hi, Red.
Oh, boy. Hi. Here we go.
Red.
What we're going to do, we're going to give everyone about a moment to collect themselves, and we're going to take a commercial break. When we return, we're going to start the battle, the first Bree Life Radio Battle of the Sexes. So everyone, stay tuned.
Bree Life Radio is a grassroots radio show offering a voice to everyday people. It is without a doubt that this service is a pleasure for we at Bree Life to provide. However, this service comes at a cost. For us to continue to provide this valuable outlet to the community, we need your support. Join us as we raise funds to keep Bree Life Radio streaming while we provide assistance to Public School 161 in Brooklyn, New York. 15% of all funds raised will go towards providing school supplies to the students of this necessary and vital educational institution. You can find more information about our fundraiser on the web at brielife.evenbright.com. That's brielife.evenbright.com.
And we're back. And we are having sort of a freestyle Bree Life Radio Battle of the Sex. So, without further ado, let me explain how we're going to work this tonight. Amanda will be joining us shortly, but in the meanwhile, she's delayed, so we're going to get started. And how we're going to do this, we're going to have a topic. We'll discuss it for about 30 minutes, and then we'll open up the phone lines for people to give their questions, comments, criticisms. The first topic that I'd like to discuss, and I'm going to match up Red with Mark, and we're going to
Yes.
We are going to be discussing deal breakers. Deal breakers in relationships. And this is going to be a debate, which we know our beloved Mark in Houston, Texas, is so good at doing. We are going to allow ladies first to discuss a concern on deal breakers, and then Mark will have a moment to rebut. So let's start. Red, what do you think about the deal breakers in relationships? What would you consider, let's say, three of them being, and why?
Three deal breakers: lying, cheating, and not knowing what you want. Why? Because I don't like liars, to be honest. I am not going to condone cheaters. And because if you don't come to me with who you are, then you are presenting a facade. And I can't get to know the fake person. I need the real person to present himself to me. So those would be deal breakers. Well, three of the few, because there are others. In my travels and conversations and things that I've been through, in my own particular dating span, I tend to find that men say something and then do the opposite. And when you tell them what your deal breakers are, not necessarily entitling them as deal breakers, but when you tell them these are my pet peeves or these are my issues or these are my, I'm not going to put up with particular items, and they turn around and they do them, and then they act like you never said it, they don't know what you're talking about, I have a problem with that. I have a problem, huge problem, with men who say they want a strong, independent, goal-oriented woman, and then she presents herself, and then they have issues with trying to figure out what to do with her once she arrives. problem with that. So.
Okay. Now, Mark, what would you have to say about that? Uh-oh, did we lose Mark?
I don't know what happened there with some static, and now I'm not sure.
Okay, well, you know, listen, my partner's back up, so I'm just going to have to take it on.
Okay, good.
Is that all right?
That's
okay,
fine.
This is one of those things where, in terms of cheating, you know, this is supposed to be a battle, right? So I'm
mm-hmm.
supposed to be in opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
if you choose. I mean, you could agree or not agree.
Cheating, first of all, you expounded basically on someone saying one thing and doing another.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of men do that. And I think a lot of men need counseling on that. But I do believe also that there was something we always talked about, which is consistency. And I think consistency in terms of doing what was really requested will bring us back. I gotta agree. There are a lot of men out there that say, all right, I'll be right back, I'm going to the store. Then they rap with their boys, and they go somewhere for a minute, and then they come back home, and they didn't bring back what they actually went to the store to get. I think that might happen often, so I have to agree with that. In terms of cheating, I don't know. You know, I do know men probably cheat, but that's like a women cheat too. You know, women do the cheating also. So I can't really just sway that question.
Well, Mark is back now, so
okay, Mark to take it.
Yeah, well, first of all, this bunch of garbage. I mean, I'm sitting up here listening to Red. I'm like, she can't believe the stuff she's saying. She really can't. I mean, I know she's saying it, but I just like, for instance, number one, men following through. Well, my thing is this. Women say a lot of stuff, and they think that we're just forgetting. You know, we don't, you got to remember this. And I always tell everybody this, that if you think about attention deficit strikes boys and males way more than it does females, number one. Number two, if you think about who the nurturers are between, especially if you look at an elementary school, the majority of teachers are women up until almost like middle school to high school because women are the nurturers. They're the ones that assist us in understanding how to pay attention and process. Men have a tendency to deal with very clear-cut positions and understanding, so their attention has to be kept. A woman's attention stays on. It stays on. It's on 24 hours a day. So when a man forgets, most of the time he does forget. And it's not because he's ignoring her, but because of how we're wired. So the question is, does a woman want to put the extra work in to keep him, you know, clear as to what she wants, number one. Number two, women waffle. And a lot of times they waffle because they don't think they can get what they want. But they waffle a whole lot. And as far as lying is concerned, again, men probably lie as much as women. Women just can conceal it better than men. Women have better lie detectors than men do. So you just pick up on it. But the fact of the matter is y'all lie all the time. And one of my favorite guys, I usually call in, I hope he calls in or not, and he talks about on these dating sites and so forth on how these women lie. Because you know what? Again, women do lie.
Where are you?
What you talking about? They always lie. They lie all the time. They lie about all kinds of little. They lie about little stuff like weight. They lie about what they really like sometimes because again, they're trying to catch too. So they go along and then, like we always talk about the issue of the representative. You think the man only does the representative? You find women out here that say a lot of stuff and then they fall to pieces on you. They're constantly emoting and crying and whining, you know. And what we try to do is we try to placate and go along with it. But I'm going to keep it honest. We don't walk around with a tablet or some kind of a dictation device. So a lot of times you all have information overload, and by the time we got to do whatever we got to do, we're trying to figure out exactly, did we do it right? You over there crying, I'm like, why are you crying? I don't know why you crying. I'm like, but I'm trying to find out. I mean, really? For real? Anyway, that's my 2 cents on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me put some sugar on it, and maybe I need to add a little spice and some stank. First of all, when I said my experiences, If I'm having a relationship with someone and I am telling him clearly what it is that I'm looking for and what it is that I want, it is his job to pay attention. It is not my job to remember how he would forget because of his lack of training, what he forgot as a child, what he can't remember. Why is that my job? Why do I have to console him, support him, and now I have to be his nurse's keeper and make sure he takes his ADD medicine? I don't think so.
Well, you know what? It's a question you got to do with.
Subtle, the other stuff with the cheating. I never said women don't cheat. I never said women don't lie. I just said in my own experiences and through my travels and my questions regarding the opposite gender as to what their experiences was, these were the issues that came up. So I find it a little odd that you are saying women, 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 lie, 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 when
Okay, dig this. I'm gonna help you out. Then guess what? Don't remind them what you want. Don't reiterate it. Just say it once. You don't get it, then you know what you're gonna do? You're gonna cycle through a lot of relationships. If that's what you wanna do, fine. Why don't you just take your time, work it out, explain a little more than you normally would, and get what you want, and it'll be beautiful.
But that should not be necessary. It's too grown people.
Well, but all I'm saying is it might not be
a conversation.
At the end of the day, I just want you to get what you want, boo. I want you to get what you want. I'm gonna help you get what you want. If you listen to what I'm telling you, you're gonna get what you want.
I never said you are assuming here. I never said I didn't have what I wanted. I said in my very
How did you get it? By only saying something once?
Hey, this is supposed to be battle of the sexes. Sexes, not red. Teach them how to get what they want. Class.
Yeah. We need to know red because you speaking for the sexes.
No, I'm.
You speaking for the sexes.
Model that was already placed on the table, not on me telling you how to get what you want. That is not
what
this
is. We need to know. And my point is, when you start talking about men and your experiences, now you're going to take your experiences off the table?
My experiences of the men that I have spoken to, not in all men. I never said all men. I said
I know, but you said in your experience. Red, you said in your experiences. So now I'm asking you about your experience. Because you said in your experience.
And again, my experiences have been those that have stayed in lanes where they do lie, cheat, and don't commit and don't know what they want. And then there has been experiences where they do come to the table as straightforward as they possibly can. And when they don't, I do get out. But that's not the topic here. The topic was those men don't know what they want, who do lie, who can't make up their minds, and who don't know how to commit and continue to waver. Those are the men that we're talking about. Those are the deal breakers.
Again, well, and I'm telling you this, and I'm saying if you want to help out the sisters, let them know they might have to do a little more talking than normal. But if they don't want to talk more, they ain't got to. Just keep walking away. Keep walking away and keep walking away. Because there will be some sister that's going to be willing to talk and explain, and they're the ones going to get the golden ring.
Uh-huh. And so in your experiences, this is what you're saying. This is how you do things, and this has worked for you.
Look, I'm just trying to help. You know what? What I'm trying to help people understand is that there are some primary basic differences that all men and women kind of share. And then you got some general, and you got some specificity amongst it. But there are things in the quote unquote, that's why we call it the sexes. There are things just like plumbing that men and women have. There's certain ways of processing that seems to be pervasive amongst men and women. Now, yeah, you can find one or two that may deviate far on the left or the right, but generally speaking, women have a broader attention span than men do. They just do. They do. We see it all the time. That's why when you say about, remember, you're talking about men not being able to do X, Y, and Z. These men, whoever these men are, I'm trying to tell you more than likely, it's not because of some kind of level of blatant disrespect. It's the way he processed. And the question is, are you willing to do what you need to do? Now, I ain't saying he didn't have nothing he needed to do, but I'm just giving clues to women, whoever are listening, some of the things they can do to get that attention to that man, because maybe he got, like, I don't know, 75% of what you need. But you want to walk away on a 25%. That's up to you. But I'm just saying, you know what? You might want to do a little more work. That's all I'm saying.
So this is the issue that I'm having. We're supposed to be trying to, at some point, come together on each side of the road or whatever it is where we're coming together at and try to have better communicative relationships with each other on a male and female basis. How are we supposed to do that if we constantly are being told that men are only going to process just a little bit of the information that you give them? It is your job to continue to reiterate over and over and over again what the situation is. And then if we don't decide to do that, then we're told, oh, well, then you're just going to be starting to become the serial dater. Well, either we are going to have to put up with constantly training and reteaching this particular individual, or we're going to be serial daters. That can't possibly be it. Those can't possibly be the only choices on the table. It can't possibly be. You can't tell me that every single man in the whole entire world has these issues, that every woman has a choice. Either you continue to date this man who you have to dumb down stuff to, or you need
No, Red, you don't.
Okay, before, before Mark answers Red's response, I have to do the commercial break. We will be back in about a minute. And just hold tight. It is the battle.
It is important for you to get your healthy dose of the Be Life Radio Show. Because when you miss the Be Life Radio Show, you miss moments like this.
And of course, there's those that get married for holy matrimony. They got married for holy matrimony.
And this?
The reason why a certain group of women attract themselves to internet dating is so that they can lie, and lie.
We can't forget about this.
I had a stalker. Had to get an order of protection. You got a woman that you've been with for 7 years, so you do it. You know what's up, right?
Come on, Bree, stop it.
It's real talk about real life. Inhale and breathe light.
So let's take that deep breath in, because we're about to go in.
It's the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Catch us at blogtalkradio.com/ Bree Life.
And we're back. You've reached the Bree Life Radio Show, and I'm your host, Bree, and we are having the battle of the sexes. I'm being joined tonight with our women's panel, who is Red and Amanda. Say hello to the nice people out there.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Hey, Amanda.
How are you?
Hey. I'm doing good. I'm just relaxing after a long day and laughing at you guys now.
And on our male side of the panel, we are being joined tonight by one of our favorite participants of the Bree Life Radio Show. Someone near and dear to my heart, guess who that is? Mark in Houston, Texas. And Twan, who's a new Bree Life Radio Show panelist. Welcome them to the show tonight, ladies. Okay, now I want everybody to be nice. Come out.
Hi.
Out your corner. Touch gloves. And let's get it on.
Let's get it on. What's up?
Love is love.
Okay, so Mark, you were saying.
No, all I'm saying is this. I'm saying that at the end of the day, you don't have to, like I was saying, Ray, you ain't got to do anything I'm suggesting at all. You ain't got to do nothing. You ain't got to do no retraining. You don't have to do reiterating. What you can do is you can sit and wait for him to come that will do all the things that you want, and he's probably out there. I'm not saying. But it could be somebody, and again, since we're not talking personally to you, but we're talking to the women that you're representing and the men that you have talked about, I'm saying that to those women and those men interacting with those areas, first of all, no one wants to continue to fight. That's why I'm giving you some solutions. But you don't want those solutions. So then you might
because
have to fight.
Because your solutions are limited, honey. You're only giving me two choices. You're telling me she either puts up with it and retrains him and accepts that he has limited abilities, or you go ahead and you become
How hard is it to, like, just remember that I don't like it when someone does a certain thing? Like if he says something a certain way and I don't like it or just anything like that, like, just remember. Like, it's not rocket science.
Okay.
Really?
All right. Well,
I mean, that's fair.
And here's what I'm saying. I'm saying what's going to happen when he doesn't remember. All you all got to make some decisions, and that's all I'm saying. When he doesn't remember, because you don't like that, what are you going to do? Because at the end of the day, if you're going to say that's a deal breaker and you're going to walk away with it, you might be walking away from a lot of relationships, and that's what you want to do. I'm not saying anything wrong. Walk away. Like my man, you know, Major Harris back in the day said, walk away from love. Walk away. But I'm just trying to help.
How come you guys, how come when, like, a woman comes to you about something, you guys just, like, tend to brush it off instead of just listening to what she's saying and just be like, you know what, okay, that is something I'll work on. But if you keep saying that you're going to work on it and it's been, like, 20 times already, like, what do you expect? That's your loss. It's not our loss.
Wait a minute. I will say again, at the end of the day, how many times, and you have to see, at the end of the day, you have to figure out how many times you're going to do so. If you're guilty the first time, there's no reiterating. You ain't got to worry about that. You said it once, it didn't happen. But it's going to be 20 times fine. Because guess what? Every guy is not getting it, and some guys are not getting it. I'm just saying, you're going to have to shuffle through the deck till you find that one. You're going to find your king. Remember, if you play cards and somebody's dealing cards, guess what? You can get twos all the way to jokers. And it might take you a while to get a king. Well, don't worry. Stay in the game.
And if the man's a multimillionaire, you might not make him a deal breaker. You might just put up with his ADHD or whatever you got.
You want to see that?
No.
You
hit
him.
Yeah. But in the other circumstances associated with that deal breaker, if he's a BMWB, then you probably will, you know, he will break the deal. You probably will get him to the side. BMWB means barely minimum wage brother. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If he's like that, you're going to scatter. But if he's a millionaire, he can say,
he
I don't understand. I don't know what you're talking about. You said
I'm
you
not
everyone.
Appreciating the whole gold digging kind of thing.
I just want to interject for a moment and remind our listeners and the callers on the line that we'll be opening up the phone lines in about 5 minutes to take calls for the guest panelists to ask questions, give concerns, raise issues, whatever you want to do. You'll get about 30 seconds to make your point, maybe a rebuttal. And then we're moving on. We'll have 30 minutes of that, and then we'll go to our next topic where Amanda and Twan will be matched up for our next question. Okay.
Matchmaking.
Continue.
We're fighting. We're not making. We're not matchmaking. Because she said we can't. I said I don't want to be a lover, not a fighter, but she said we have to fight today. So here you go.
I want to love, but it's okay. We'll fight.
Okay, well. Fair fighting, and all is fair in love and war. However,
however,
you need to listen more.
And guess
and
what, Red? I think you're right. But I'm just asking, what's your contingency when they don't listen? That's all I'm asking you. Because when you lay it out, see, this is what you got to remember. Whenever you lay out your conditions, and then you know your deal breakers, and you know you draw a line in the sand, understand it's a good chance that line going to be crossed. So that means that if you draw a line in the sand frequently, and you got a lot of crossing of that line, it could be one of two things. It could be the man, or it could be you. Now, one thing I do know is this. If it's five guys that did X, Y, and Z, and there's one woman engaging those five guys, the common denominator is not the guys, but it's the woman. And conversely, if a man is having a bunch of problems, we had a guy that used to call in all the time and talk about women this, women that, blah, 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 blah. And I always thought, I said, well, God, you've been in five, six different relationships, and it's been you in all five, six different relationships, and those women weren't in those five different relationships. So what's the common denominator? You are the common denominator. So sometimes you've got to ask yourself, why do you keep running into guys that are doing all of this? Is it because men generally all messed up, or you got some issues? I don't know, but I'm saying something got to be considered other than just the person that you're looking at. Because remember, when you point your finger at somebody, as I always say, you got one at the person, three at yourself, and one up at God. So you got to talk about them three fingers sometimes. What are you doing?
Okay. Well, sweetie, since the dawn of time, women have been taking a stand on doing whatever she's supposed to do to support and comfort and nurture and inspire and aspire her man to be great. And she forgives a great deal in doing that. Okay? She goes out. I'm not saying that she's not. I'm just telling you what has been going on, and then you guys seem to forget and then take that for granted and then turn around and say we're supposed to overlook your shortcomings and look within ourselves because obviously we're doing something wrong. I mean, give me a break. How much more do you expect us to do?
Okay, Red, I need you to listen. You're not listening. You're missing one thing I'm saying. I'm not saying you have to do anything. I'm asking you, what are you going to do if you don't get it? What are you going to do? That's all I'm asking. What are you going to do if you don't get it?
I understand that, but you're talking about a few seconds ago when you're saying point the finger at one person, one comes pointing back at you. I'm responding to that comment. I know what you said,
mm-hmm.
Girl.
I have something I want to ask you then. Okay, so let's say, I don't know, you hire people. You're a manager at a company. You hire people, and you keep hiring the same types of people. You have the same level of turnover. What do most companies do when they start seeing they have a high level of turnover in their hiring practices? They usually stop and start asking themselves, "What are we doing?" Now, again, this is not so much to blame themselves. It's because they want better outcomes. So when you want better outcomes, you can always go out and say, what's wrong with the job pool? It's okay. You can do that. But at a certain point, since you're the hiring, since you have the eye, since you did the choosing, and since you got the turnover, something has to be asked to yourself. Otherwise, you're not doing your due diligence. You can't just blame the workplace. Conversely, you don't sit up and just blame men. You got to ask yourself, what are you doing, too? Because one thing you can't control, you may not be able to control the man, but you can control yourself. So I always say start at home before you go outside. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. And again, I did not say that all these situations are blanketed situations for every single relationship because they are not. I'm not saying that all women are not at fault or are at fault. I'm not saying any of that. I don't know where the question is in that scenario that you just gave because you asked and answered it on your own. So I don't know what you want me to say behind that one. But at the end of the day, my stance is this. There are a lot of women around New York City and other parts of places that I've spoken to for which I know women very well, friends, family members, and so on and so forth. The same question constantly comes up, and that is, why is there and some of these women are married. They have said, why is there a huge communication gap between their relationships with men and the mm-hmm. fact that they continue to wobble all over the place or they forget what they have said that they okay. were supposed to be doing within that relationship in order for them to coexist happily, period.
Okay, let me say something real quick. I'm going to use another example real quick. I like what you just said.
But no, answer the question, But answer it, though. That's really important.
Wait a minute.
Answer it because you're a man.
Amanda, white skin, come on now.
You are a black man. A black woman asks you the question if she wants to know the answer.
I'm young, gifted, and black. Hey, let me finish, though. But let's say you use a good example.
We don't want an example. We want answers.
No, I'm gonna answer it. I'm like Esau. I tell stories to get to my point. That's how I answer.
Just put it in less than a minute so that I can go to commercial break.
I can do this. Watch this. When a kid comes to school, he's not learning really well. You want to know symptomatically what's going on. You might start asking questions. Find out. You know what? He didn't have lunch. He didn't have breakfast, so to speak, before he comes. So he's not ready. He's not in the right process to learn. The only reason I use that as an example is this. When you start asking the questions, then you got to start doing some homework to find out the answers. That's all I'm saying. Find out what is going on. And guess what? Your answer might be men are just lazy, they don't want to listen. Maybe they just don't want to listen. But what if there's another answer to that? What if there's a frequency issue? Maybe we're not on the same frequency. We got to figure out how to tune in to each other. It's a tuning in process a lot of times. And guess what? And it'll always work out on the first, second, third, or fourth man, maybe the sixth man that will be able to tune in. Some things are age-related. Some things are environmental. Some things are cultural. But the reality is that there are reasons why various people do what they do. And the funny thing about it is the majority of my friends actually are women, so I hear all the stuff. And I'm just giving you what I think is going on. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
I'm saying probably over a minute.
And on that note, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute. And then we're going to open up the phone lines for the caller.
This one's for you, Alex, Stoney, and Gigi, the representative. You know, the person who is, but they ain't. Now, remember, the representative can be good. They might be able to represent for 4 years or might get her done in 2 weeks. They have a sparkling smile. Best foot forward, great humor. The one you want to take home to mama. But if you got a minute, stick around. You'll get a chance to see the frog ribbit, ribbit, swallow your princess. You are just in the fitting room, getting ready for that wedding. Okay, now, I'm going to need you to hold your horses. Slow down. You got to know that all that glitters ain't gold. It ain't even gold-plated. So this is what I'm going to need you to do. Start seeing who's in front of you before they get under you. This has been Mark Said It in under a minute.
And we're back. This is the Bree Life Radio Show, and we're battling of the sexes. And I'm joined tonight with Mark in Houston, Texas, Juan, Places Unknown, Amanda on the West Coast, and Red up in Harlem, USA.
Whoa.
And you know what? Guess what, folks? I have a special treat for you. We are welcoming back one of our most famous guest panelists, and he help add to our sound bite. Because guess what? They just, what, Mark?
Chris. In my corner, hailing from Brooklyn, New York, the undisputed champion of Chris. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's happening? How you doing?
I'm well. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Now, y'all got a nice conversation going on here. Real nice.
We miss you.
Oh, I miss you too. I mean, I thought we were having some kind of technical difficulty. I've been listening to the show, and I was pressing the button, but I don't seem to be able to get into the key. I listened to the last two shows.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm sorry about that, but we're glad to have you tonight, nonetheless.
Tell me, what
do you have to say about what you've heard so far? You got a question, a concern, a criticism?
Who do you want to direct? Oh, I'm not sure about the names, but hopefully we can pick up.
Wait. Hold on. Someone's got some feedback, some static going on.
Yes,
It's not me.
Okay, I'm going to do a test here. No, I don't think it's not Chris. Somebody else.
You going to cut me out? See if it's me.
It's not. Hold on, we're having technical difficulties here.
This is funny. It's kind of going away.
Okay, I'm not quite sure who it is, but okay. Chris, what would you like to say to our panel?
I was just listening to I don't know the young lady's name that was talking about what she was saying was something about having conversations over and over and over again. And what came to mind was I was just wondering what it was exactly that attracted you to this person that doesn't communicate with you in the way that you're comfortable. I mean, the point of communication is to be heard, to speak and be heard, and to have those, you know, those thoughts come to life. And I was just wondering, how do you get into a full-blown relationship with somebody that is not listening to you?
Okay. Well, my name is Red, and you're Chris, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, I'm sorry. That whoever is on the line and that is cracking up, it's causing a lot of feedback.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Whew. All right. Red, take the floor.
Yeah. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
All right. So let me just backtrack a little bit. In my preparation for the show, I've had conversations with women in my realm, women that I know, gentlemen that I know, in preparation for today's show. These are the basic things that they have been listing. It has nothing to do with me necessarily, although I have dealt with men in the past who have had inconsistencies in what they say they're going to do, and then they turn around and do something else or they forget. So it's not to be directed at me personally. I am trying to help women out there who are having these issues, who are constantly going through these processes of dating men over and over and over again, who they can't communicate well with. So that's basically how the topics came up. And so far, I've learned from Mark that it's because you guys have ADD. We're supposed to remember that you might not have had your breakfast in the morning, and maybe you had an issue at home with your parenting, and perhaps that's why you have a lack of ability to remember anything. And we're supposed to take that into account as women and overlook or. Is that right, Mark? That's what you call it?
I don't remember.
Okay. That's cute. Very cool.
Yeah, I know it was. I thought it was so cute. Yeah, I cracked me up. But no, my point is this, and I heard you just say it. The ADD hit a
thing. Oh, my God. I
promise you, men don't pay. They don't have the same level of attentiveness that a woman has. They just don't. So it's something that really is learned. And if you run into a guy that hasn't learned that yet, he might want to keep moving it. That's all I have to say. Okay, so here's the question I got to ask you. If you ask a question, what is wrong with you men? What's the next place? What's the next thing you do after you ask that question? Once you pose a question, what's the next thing that you do to get an answer?
Okay, I'm confused because I never said what's wrong with you men. I'm confused. What do you mean?
Whatever question that you ask that you're confused about, what do you do to get the answers? What do you do?
This is the point. You are a man on the panel. There are men on the panel, so I'm asking the men on the panel.
Now you're not paying attention to me. Because what I said to you was this. Men have a problem with paying attention. They do.
And
they have a problem with paying attention.
Your reason for them not having a problem is a cop-out. That makes no sense
to
me.
No,
it's not.
Okay.
Why should you go back to when you was a little kid and you have ADD and we're supposed to be accepted? That cannot be the only answer that there is. It just can't possibly be.
Well, I'm going to break this up. We lost Chris. Maybe there was a problem with his phone. I hope he calls back. In the meanwhile, we have another caller on the line, and we're gonna take that person. Hi, you've reached the Bree Life Battle of the Sexes.
Hi,
how are you?
Good, this is Lula B.
Hello, Lula B.
Hi, Lula B.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Girls, you sound like you needed some help there.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate it because I don't think I'm being heard properly. I don't know. Maybe it's me.
Sound like it was a little uneven.
Thank you.
So what do you say, Luma B? What do you have to say about this?
Well, I think that Bree's right in the sense of we do this over and over again, and men say they're going to do one thing, and that's not what you do. You know, my thing is you say you don't drink or you say you drink socially when you're actually a drunk. So.
And
okay.
I'm not gonna say that's all men. I'm not gonna say that's everybody. That's just my opinion.
Say what you mean. Mean what you say.
Uh-huh.
Well,
okay. And what might you say to that? You know, let's turn it over just a moment. I know Mark. His head is probably ringing. Let's give Mark a break for a moment and ask Twan to respond to what Lulu B has just shared with us.
That is real, real. Man, we do what we do. A lot of times with technological, it's not all emotion, estrogen.
There is something definitely, I'm sorry.
I think it's on line.
If you're on speaker, it's going to give an echo.
It's not so much the echo, it's that.
Yes,
thank goodness. Oh, no, it's still. What's
it
that?
It can't be my line.
It got louder when Twan started talking.
Okay, is that it?
It's gone
Hello?
Now. Yay.
Yeah, that's better.
Whatever that
yeah,
was,
really...
you did.
Yeah, because that was hurting. It's gone now. Completely gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let me
okay.
get back to what All right. They kind of threw me off a little bit, but I want to let you know that basically, you know, we do what we have to do as men. We're not here to just listen and try to just, you know, I need you to do this. Okay, well, yeah, all right. But usually with men, we got more priorities. I hate to say it, but, you know, our mind works like that. You know, it depends on what you ask us for. We listen, but on deep down inside, we got other core things that are much more important on our mind. I'm just telling you the way it is. You know, we actually have things we have to do that we know we're responsible to do, and we complete. So sometimes when a woman asks us, all right, yeah, usually, you know, we acknowledge that you asked us something, and then something else that supersedes that, just like if you was in the queue, something supersedes it, and then we accomplish what we know is necessary for our existence or our family or whatever. That's how we process it. Whether you like it or not, that's the package you get. You can ask any man that, you know, this is what we do. You know, if you want to go into any category where a man is actually doing what he has to do, you can. A woman can ask him this, that, and the other, but straight up, a brother going to do what he got to do. And that's the bottom line. It might not be what you want to do. It might not be what he acknowledges to do. And he might feel like, all right, I'm sorry, kind of, you know, da, da, da. But at the end of the day, he knows he accomplished what he meant to step out and do, and he's satisfied with that. And there's a part, and I'm sorry, I hurt your feelings. Sorry, that's the way it is. That's just the way it is. Brothers going to do what they know. I know brothers do what they need to do, not what they want to do, not all the time. They definitely do what they need to do. Sometimes they do what they have to do. But a lot of times, at the end of the day, they're satisfied, and that's where you get in your dilemma. That's where we got to do what we got to do. That's just the way it is.
Well, that's a lot of doing. But in the meanwhile, what I got to do, I got to take a break. So we'll be back in about a minute.
It's the Real Life Show.
You gotta turn on.
When Real Life Show.
You gotta turn on.
It's the Real Life Show.
You gotta turn her on. The Real Life. The Real Life. You gotta turn her on.
It's the Real Life Show.
You gotta turn her on.
When Real Life Show.
You gotta turn her on.
It's the Real Life Show.
You gotta turn her on. The Real Life. The Real Life. You gotta turn her on.
Tune in Wednesday and Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, for Real Talk about Real Life. Inhale and breathe light. It's the Bree Life Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com/BRILIFE.
It's the Bree Life Show.
And we're back. It's the Bree Life Battle of the Sexes. I want to thank all the guest panelists. We are now been joined with Lula B. And we're here with Mark in Houston, Texas. Swan from Places Unknown. Red from Harlem, USA, baby. And Amanda on the West Coast. Thank you all for tuning back in. So let's resume with Twan.
Well,
so have you gotten through all the things you needed to do and what we needed to do and what got to get done?
That's right. And you know what? I'm satisfied. And I feel good about me. And I actually, like I said, you know, if you ask a brother to do something, he'll accomplish it, but there's other things that might supersede it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got rid of, I don't know if I'm the static on the line, but it's not there right now, so we can proceed.
Well, thank you very much. Does anyone else have anything to say about this topic? Because I am going to change, I'm going to change the mood for a moment, and I'm going to ask about something else, that's been pressing on my heart of the last, I'd say, month or so. And I've gotten some emails and some text messages and some calls this week about it, because it's something that a lot of people have been talking about. And it's the friend zone. We got to talk about the friend zone. How do you get out of the friend zone? And do you want to come out of the friend zone? And do you think it's worthwhile coming out of the friend zone? And I am going to, on this matchup, I believe I'm going to let Amanda, and Mark go at this. But wait a minute.
Do you want to go first?
Yes, but just to make it interested, we're going to let Mark go first. Mark, tell us about the friend zone. Mark. Okay. Well, I guess Amanda can start with the friend zone.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Friend zone. That's a tricky one, because it's like, what if you really get along with this guy? And you're afraid that if you go into the other direction, it'll mess up what you had before. So it's hard. I mean, you really, it's a risk that you have to take, and you have to know if you really enjoy this person and you can live with them, you know, and you really are vibing with them. So
my question is, what comes with the friend zone? What kind of package comes with the friend zone? You know, where are you going to move? What do you get when you move to another direction?
Oh, you get a lot of different things. I mean, you get a deeper like care for one another. You have that intimacy that you necessarily wouldn't have if you were just friends. I mean, you'd be holding hands and kissing and like doing that kind of stuff. So I think it would just take things even further. I think you would like the person even more. Or you can go in the other direction. You realize that you were supposed to stay friends, and then now it's kind of tainted because you've already like went on a date and like all that stuff.
And that's when it really gets fun, you know what I mean? That's when you don't know exactly where what's going to happen, when you actually go beyond that point of friendship and you actually kick in that intimacy, and you know, you don't know if it's going to work or not, and you don't know how you're going to feel about it. It can actually go well or not. But I like that. I like pushing past that friendship stuff just to see where it's going to end up. Is it going to be good or bad? Let's proceed and move in a forward direction. I think moving beyond the friendship is in a forward direction. Am I correct?
Well, you know what, if I may, I'm going to jump in here, because this is a topic I really want to get covered, because there's a lot of this going around where, and this is a topic that Mark and I have discussed earlier today about all relationships, when they start, wouldn't it be considered open? You know, we had the show last week about open relationships versus monogamy. and I know I'm talking about the friend zone, but bear with me a moment. If when two people meet and they're friends and they're getting to know one another and they're dating, when does the openness of getting to know one another translate into something other than open? When how does open become closed? And when you're in a open interaction, are you friends in that open interaction? So are you both in the friend zone, and how do you get out of that friend zone? Or how much time usually passes when you realize either this person is merely going to be my friend, or I want to take it to the other side of Jordan. I want to walk it to Jordan.
Ladies first. Thank you so much. I feel like you both will have sort of this unspoken, like, thing there. And I feel like it's going to build over time. Like, the more you hang out with that person, the more you both are going to feel it. That's just me. I could be wrong. Maybe some people have experiences where they thought they felt that and the other person didn't. But, I mean, if you guys are, like, flirting with each other, I just feel like if it's a natural progression, I feel like it's meant to be.
I think there's a lot of variables to answer that question. You know, when you actually are doing things together, it depends on the chemistry and the communication, and it depends also if the woman is receptive to the man actually taking, you know, an impulsive move to let him know, you know, to let her know that he is actually interested more than being just friends. Or the woman. It does. In today's society, women are asking for half a paycheck or equal paycheck of acts and all of this and that. So it can also be an equal impulsive persistent act, you know, in terms of actually getting with, you know, an emotional feeling for love, you know, or intimacy. So that's what I'm thinking. I mean, basically, somebody's got to make the move. Either it's going to be accepted or rejected or accepted, then good. Then we know exactly which categories we're going to deal with. And then, you know, it's either going to make it or break it. The fire's going to be there or it's not. You're either going to accept the person even if the fire is there or not, because you want to be with that person. So I think that has a lot to do with time, chemistry, communication, and impulsivity. Hello?
Was that impulsivity? I like that impulsivity.
Mark, are you back? Hello? Okay. I'm sorry. Please continue. I thought I heard Mark.
No, go ahead. I left this floor open, so let's let some of the women actually respond.
Well, Red, jump in on that. What do you think about the open versus closed, and the friendship that ensues between time and in between time, in the meantime?
Well, in the meantime, I mean, things are just going to go the way they're supposed to go. I mean, if it's once it closes, then it stepped into another part. You know, then it's beyond friendship. That's what I'm understanding. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Are you asking me or Amanda?
I'm asking Amanda.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely. Okay. I haven't been in situations actually where it just started out, you know, we're just completely platonic. There was already some level of attraction there, some chemistry, you know, a little flirting, like, here and there. You feel comfortable with the person. But if you are really close with them and then you want to go in that direction, I feel like it can be really scary because you don't know if they feel the same way. And then if you built this strong relationship over like 6 months or a few years, you know, you can feel crushed if the other person doesn't feel the same way, you know?
You know, I would love to hear from Lula Bell. What do you think, Lula Bell, about this topic?
I think that when you're in the friend zone, you should stay in the friend zone.
Mm.
Why is that?
I mean, personally, it just will ruin the relationship. You got a good thing, don't do it. Don't do it.
But then what if you're already really good friends with them, and then you can really trust them when you go in that direction? It's like you've built that strong friendship already, and then it just blossoms, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You know, you can look at one of your friends, like when you've been friends with somebody and he continuously picks the wrong woman, and you're thinking she does not deserve you. And it's kind of like what happened with Monique and her best friend. Over the years, they watched each other in relationships with other people, and it took them a lifetime to realize that not only are they best friends, but they're looking for each other. You know, so every situation is a unique situation and a unique relationship. And so all of those aspects have to be taken into consideration before you could actually decide, you know, if you should keep it closed or try and open up something. And like the gentleman said earlier, it also matters if the other part, if the other partner is even interested or not.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting that you use Monique as an example, because Monique, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't she believe in the whole concept of being in an open relationship?
She does. She allows her husband
so.
To sleep with other people, and she sleeps with other men, and they're cool with it.
Oh, that's because they've been like best friends like for their whole lives or something. I didn't know that. I didn't know that they had an open relationship.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's you got another example for us?
I'm all in about that one.
I don't have another example.
Oh, Will no. Smith and Jada?
Oh,
but
no.
That hasn't been confirmed.
We can't use that.
Wow.
Red.
I'm here.
What do you think about the concept of the friend zone while dating and trying to figure out where you are with a person? Should you cross over into Jordan? The whole, it's Mark's philosophy or perspective that all relationships at some point in the beginning are all open. And down the line, they become defined or whether or not they maintain their openness or they become closed. So what say you on that?
I mean, it really depends on the individuals. It's really kind of sticky. I mean, if I've been friends with somebody for a long time, I would kind of be really moving over into that particular personal zone. Now we want to take it to a different level, because if it doesn't work, then I've lost my friend. Because how do you go backwards? How do you forget that, okay, we had an intimate relationship with this person?
Sorry, whoever's moving around with their earpiece or please, I'm sorry.
That you now have to figure out how to repair the friendship that you originally had or walk away from this person entirely. So that is really, really a difficult question to answer, because it's so individualized and it all depends upon the relationship and the duration. If I meet somebody and we're working together or whatever and there is a mutual attraction, but he waits a year before he says anything, I wouldn't go out with him because it's a problem. But if we have just met and it's just been a couple of weeks, then I think, okay, well, you know what, then we can venture into maybe going out and that type of thing. But once you start crossing into we've been friends for years and he's my best buddy and we hang out and we're on the phone all the time and the movies and whatever, that's just crazy to me. Risk a friendship like that all because there's this sexual attention, and, you know, now we're trying to take it to the next level. That's just my opinion. I just would feel very uncomfortable because life is short. Losing friends is hard to come by, especially good, strong friendships. I would hate to lose one because we made a huge mistake that we can no longer correct.
Okay. Well, exactly. What we're going to do is we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back in about 90 seconds. When we come back, we'll be joined by my brother in Virginia, Alex, and I believe Chris is going to try to come back on the line, and we're going to change the mood again with a new question.
All righty.
Right back.
If you didn't tune into the Bree Life Radio Show on Wednesday, this is what you missed.
Hey, Mark, check it out, Mark. If they give it up too easy sometimes, I mean, if vagina was a stock, it would plummet. It would plummet.
Mm.
Because you give it away too easy.
You hear that, ladies? There is a brother on the line that's saying that the ladies are giving it up too easy.
And this?
We want a lot more than sex, too. We want to be loved. We want to be respected. Mm-hmm. We want a whole lot of that will make the sexual experience that much more enhanced.
We can't forget about this.
Tony, you heard that. You know she's taking the easy way out of this one. You know what I'm saying. Come on, Bree.
Wow. No, listen. I say you have to be honest. You have to be honest with your partner of what the deal breakers are.
It's real talk about real life. Inhale and breathe light.
No, we breathing. We breathing light. We ain't breathing heavy now. Right.
It's the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Catch us at blogtalkradio.com/ Bree Life.
And we're back. It's Wednesday, and it's the Battle of the Sexes on the Bree Life Radio Show. I'm being joined tonight with Lula Bell, Amanda on the West Coast, Twan Places Unknown, and my beloved girl, Red, in Hall of USA.
Hey.
What's up, people?
Yo, what's up? We're back in.
Hello.
Well, that commercial was a perfect segue into what we're going to talk about next. But without further ado, we're going to bring my brother Alex on the line, and he'll be able to set up what we're about to talk about, one of his favorite subjects. Alex.
What up, Bree?
What's up?
What's my favorite subject?
SEX, baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can get to that. But
okay. And we've been joined back with Mark. Thank goodness. Mark, we missed you.
What happened?
Yeah, I missed y'all too. Everybody, y'all got a little break when I got off the phone, so I'll be off the line. So it's all good. I'm back. They ain't got no break. I'm getting ready to blow them up right now. Check this out. Since Alex is on the line, hey, but it's the cool thing. Alex on the line now, I can really take a break now because he's going to be the one. I mean, I can't even get with him, especially on this topic, sex. Oh, man, he got it.
I do think you would have something to say about this because you have had something to say about this in the past.
Whoa,
so,
here we go.
People, Alex,
yep.
When should we give it up?
Give it up.
Okay.
When did I ask for it?
Well, you know what?
I didn't ask you.
I'm in agreement.
You are foul. Please make that
as soon as I ask for it, baby. That's what I think. When I ask for it, I don't understand.
Foul.
The thing go by.
Oh, that's a beautiful.
It is Alex's intention that we give it up too easy. So when is the appropriate time that you should give it up? And also bear in mind, we have a very Christian sister on the line. So
What I'm not perfect, you though. Wait now. I'm not perfect, though.
Are we supposed to stick down by the river?
Are you really singing a gospel song? Are you in the choir? He broke out in the
church. Hey, remember, I was the choir director. So, and a drummer in the church. And but trust me, I can talk to you about the sisters in the churches, in the skirts, in the dresses.
Oh, it's mainly the sisters in the church. But,
Okay.
Now, this question is Alex. Alex,
yeah.
When should we give it up?
Well, you know what, Bree? I'm going to answer that. But I really want to just make a point about the friend zone real quick, because there was so much trepidation with everybody talking about the friend zone, and nobody got to the crux of the problem with the friend zone. Okay?
Well, you know what? Let's you and I battle about the friend zone. Let's show them what it really is about. Let's show them how to battle. Let's show them how you and I battle.
Yeah, well, I'm getting ready to give it to you. Okay.
All right. Well, you know what? You better duck.
I'm a duck. You better duck. So here's my issue with the friend zone, particularly with women. Okay. Women like these challenge guys. They want the guy. They feel like they can change the bum, the thug, the this, the that, the undesirable guy. Now they got the good guy over here who's their friend. Who they look at, oh, he's like my brother. He's like my little cousin. He's a good guy. He works every day. He makes good money. He dressed nice. No, y'all want the bum. Then you want to complain to your best friend about what kind of man you think you need and how can you change this guy. Your best friend don't want to hear that mess, especially if he wants you. Why do y'all do that? You're notorious for that. That's a woman.
Okay,
thing.
First
That's
of all, let me make something clear.
I agree. I can agree
with
that.
No, this is me. This is all me now. First of all, let me make something absolutely clear about the friend zone. Let me tell you about what you men do. What you men do, you befriend us because at times we may be damsels in distress. We might be in transition. We might need somebody to help us move. Or pay a cell phone bill, or move a piece of furniture. And y'all use that as a segue, try to get to the coochie, instead of just opening up your mouth and say, I want to get fed. Okay? So, what do you do? You come over and move my furniture. You come over and move my furniture. You might pay my cell phone bill. You might help me move when I'm in transition. And guess what? Then, all of a sudden, now we've been friends for years. Then, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you say, so what's up? I'm like, what are you talking about, what's up?
Yeah.
You know, I want to get with you. But that's, and I'm using a nice term.
Yeah,
it's a four-letter word, people. We ain't cursing on the Bree Life Radio Show tonight. We might have to wait for the freestyle for that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Why you gotta friend me to try to get to the coochie?
Look,
because see, this is what men don't understand about women. You all seem to think that we can't handle the truth, or that we want you to play tiddlywinks and go around the mulberry bush. No, if you want something, a closed mouth don't get fed. Those that don't ask don't get. If you want to get down with the get down,
you
need to start opening your mouth first. What I want
to
do.
We need to take a deep breath, honey. We need to take a deep breath first.
No, this is the real battle. I'm trying to show y'all how to go in because that's what we're doing today.
Let me go in.
Don't tell me to, don't patronize me and tell me to calm down and take a deep breath. I'm the one that inhales and breathes light when I'm ready to.
Come on, Bree, break it down to us, baby girl. Come on, hey, come on, five more minutes.
No.
No.
There I go with that. There you go, Alex.
She's done. Mark.
She's on fire, Alex.
Check this out, Mark. It's funny to me how she can name all this stuff that a man needs to do or say they're going to do, pay my bill, move my furniture, help me move this and that, because he wants some, so you putting all that value on your poo-poo, okay?
Poo-poo.
If that's
no.
all you
poo-poo.
Got to
Now, you know what? I'm not putting it on my poo-poo. He valued my poo-poo. Because guess what?
Wait, why is it a poo-poo now?
He never came out and said, look, I'll move your furniture for you. I'll move that dresser on the other side of the room for you.
Wow.
I'll pay your cell phone bill for you. But it's going to cost you some coochie.
Bree, you know, Bree, that's not how I roll.
Talking about you. And if you wasn't going to be able to step strong on this subject, we should have just went to the next topic.
You know this is something I know about.
Now, see, ladies, I just showed you that's the battle of the sexes.
Yeah, right. Whatever. You know what? Because Blue's a baller.
She walks around with boxing gloves on, so you got to understand that she know how to. See, y'all don't know. She beats folks up.
No, I don't beat. Don't come to me with no bull crap. That's what it is. Don't come to me talking out the side of your neck.
I don't want a poo-poo. I want a booty coochie combo.
Red, are you there?
Wait, Red, are you there?
Yes, baby girl, I am here.
Because you know what? I've heard that, you know, I kind of heard through grapevines, I'm a mad black woman. But guess what?
You're a mad black woman. No, you're not.
Who cares?
She just needs some tissue. You're not a bad. She's not a mad black woman. She just needs some tissue. That's all.
That's right.
Yeah, Mom.
I'm waiting, Alex.
You listening? I'm listening. See, you gotta stop putting a price on your poo-poo because a dude like me.
Check it out. Nobody said nothing. Listen, let me tell you something. There is no price.
You always want to talk.
Yes. I just told you that's how the brothers get in. They say, oh, I'm your friend. I got your back, Bree. You know, anything you need, Bree, you know, just, you know, whatever. I'm here for you, blah, blah, blah.
And then guess what?
After you do something for me, then you looking at me sideways. Like, okay, what's up?
Well,
and then they like, well, that's what I want
to
know. You know, well, you should have said, listen, if it was going to cost me some coochie for you to move my damn dresser from one side of the room to the other, you should have said, well, I could come over there and move your dresser. But, you know, when I finish doing that.
Well, what are you going to let us address it or not? Can we address it?
I mean, if you want women to be honest,
but don't start with that flag and mackle bullcrap.
I got something to say, y'all. Mark from Houston. Here we go. I'm going to blast off. Come on, NASCAR's
down.
No,
you ain't blasting off because this is not you. This is between me and Alex.
You had your moment.
This is my moment.
Alex is my boy.
I don't care.
It's all about Bruce.
And listen, guess what? He a big boy. And he don't need nobody representing him. Come on, bro. I'm waiting for you.
Let people have the floor. The show. Let's get it on.
Listen, I came halfway, Alex. I'm on Troy Avenue now.
You on Troy Avenue?
Well, Annie,
I'm there.
I'm on Troy Avenue. I don't walk down the block.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, okay? You talk about that's how the guys come at you. Because a dude like me, once I bang another hole in your ass, you be paying my phone bill. How's that?
Oh, that's what that is.
You see what
and
I'm saying?
And you know better than that.
That's you be paying my bill.
I can't.
Come on, Peter. Listen, the last person that said that got run over.
Whatever. But you know what? If you finish having all those multiples, you're going to owe me.
No, I don't owe you a damn thing. Because you know what? Guess what? A man who wants what he wants will open up his mouth and say so. So don't come to me being like, I'm your friend. I got your back. We're friends.
Yeah.
All this stuff.
Who wants
you
what he
do
wants,
everything. You're a man of your word up until the point where you feel like you know, I'm here for this woman a little too much. Now, what am I getting out of the deal?
What you getting?
How's about that? I mean, what's that all about?
What you getting? If a man wants something,
he
needs to
open
his
mouth. No, I said a man. When a man does things for a woman under the pretense that he is befriending her, he's being her friend, he's there for her and everything, and then after so much time passes, he thinking to himself, well, gee, I ain't done a lot for this chick. What's she going to do for me?
That's your naivete or your stupidity. You know a dude hanging around there wants something every day, all day, doing stuff for you. You ain't paying him.
No, no.
You ain't paying him. Not even doing nothing.
Listen. Is it not my understanding?
Your car up. Come on.
Is it not? Listen. We didn't go into the friendship saying that we were going to be friends with benefits. We went into the friendship saying that we was friends.
Use common sense.
Come on. You know what? All of this is a process. There's a process to everything. You know what I mean? You lay it down. You got to have an introduction. Damn, you read the book. You got an intro, then you got the first chapter, second chapter, then you fucking get to the end of the book. You know, that's listen, right. You got to learn that when a brother come correct, you better give him some respect. The respect is the poo-poo.
Damn.
Plus,
Excuse me.
Anyway.
Wait, ladies, you didn't hear that.
He just said
when a woman show me the man respect.
You're trying to get something over. Haul and address her. Get your game.
You are. Look, you all. Can I tell you something? Here's the thing.
Wow.
Women are funny because they got all these double standards. Number one, they sell coochie. That's what they do. They sell it. Number one.
That's
right.
What?
They don't do that.
All of us.
Okay. They sell
an option to buy. It's for rent with an option to buy.
And then rent with an option to buy. Okay, so Luda. Okay, so Lulabelle. Hold on now, Lulabelle. So you say, is that what you're saying? You rent with the option to buy. Please explain to us what that means. How does that associate with being somebody's friend and a man friending you and saying, oh, you know, I got your back, girl. You need something done. I'm here for you, blah, 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 blah. And then months down the line, they looking at you sideways like,
you know,
what's up?
Come on, Lulabelle.
This flops.
Coochie is like cancer to a man. It don't matter if it's friend. The only thing that'll stop them is if it's their mama. Don't you understand how coochie works? It do what it want to do, and it makes things happen when it want to happen. It's
you
almost
know what,
like what Alex said. Alex basically insinuated that he had gold on his dick, and once he gets through with you, you're going to be paying his phone bill. It's the same thing. You're never going to own it. It's for rent with option to buy. That was in one of those movies we saw not too long ago.
You know what? With a name like Lulabelle, I know you country as hell. I know that. That's automatic.
My name is not Lulabelle, first of all. My name is Lula P.
Lula who?
Lula B.
You still country as hell. Lula B, Lulabelle.
No, I was a good to me.
Get him.
I want a Lula B cake right now.
And you know what? You can call me country. You can call me. But that name is going to make me rich when you get through.
Uh-oh.
And we'll meet again. Then I want to see how fucking country you think Lula B is.
Uh-oh.
Lula's going to be rich. A billionaire.
Not a millionaire. Well, like I said, I need to get with you and go a few rounds with you so you can be paying my bills.
Hey,
you guys are
wait
a
minute, Alex.
Are you
married, Alex?
What's up,
Alex?
Wait a minute, Alex. She's in a 7-city area.
Oh yeah?
Okay, what's up with a lot of black men not being well groomed? What's up with that? Evan, eyes are losing your eye at 5 o'clock. Like, what happened?
5 o'clock.
You see him at 6 in the morning at eye budget at 5. They still, I mean, do y'all wash y'all face? Like, what's going on?
Uh-oh.
Really?
What is it?
That's what I see a lot. What's going on with the grooming?
What happened?
You got the wrong guy. I'm always stressing death. What are you talking about?
Y'all wash
your
face? Okay, dude. Y'all wash y'all face.
Why y'all
let
Alex
talk
to
change
the subject? Look, my
waves
be flicking, baby.
Lulabee.
Oh,
no. Lulabee, we on your subject. Let's hear it.
No, she asked, was I married? The answer is yes.
All right, then. So you off limits. So you don't worry about nothing else.
But see, you asked my wife. That's why she paid my bills, because she getting the goodies. Lulabee, you off limits. Why are you talking? Oh, my God. Come on now. Come on
now. Okay, so wait a minute. On that note, oh, my God. Yes, we have to go to commercial break.
We need a commercial.
We need a commercial on this one. And when we return, I'm going to change the mood because I have to, unless anybody has anything else to say.
Groom
like
yourself. Groom yourself.
All I got to say is, if she said gold on her dick, I was done.
Okay.
Make a movie.
Okay. So now we're really going to station break, and we'll be back in a minute.
Real Life Radio is a grassroots radio show offering a voice to everyday people. It is without a doubt that this service is a pleasure for we at Real Life to provide. However, this service comes at a cost. For us to continue to provide this valuable outlet to the community, we need your support. Join us as we raise funds to keep Real Life Radio streaming while we provide assistance to Public School 161 in Brooklyn, New York. 15% of all funds raised will go towards providing school supplies to the students of this necessary and vital educational institution. You can find more information about our fundraiser on the web at brilife.evenbright.com. That's brilife.evenbright.com.
And we're back, and it's the Battle of Sexes on the Bree Life Radio Show, and I'm your girl, Bree, and we're being joined tonight with Lulabee. Make sure you call her Lulabee and not Lulabelle.
That's right.
Okay. Mark in Houston, Texas. Amanda on the West Coast. My brother down in Virginia Beach. And Red in Harlem, USA, and Twan in places unknown. We are battling. Okay, people, have we inhaled and breathed light? Please tell me yes. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We breathe.
Okay. So, when Alex came on.
Oh, God, and lit up the stuff with his stank.
Right, he lit up the stuff with his stank, yes. But when Alex came on. What I wanted to hear, that we seem to have gotten off of that topic, was how soon do you think we should give it up? Because on one of our commercials, we have you saying that the women give it up too easy.
Mm-hmm.
So please expand on that. And I'm going to, as a matter of fact, I'm going to turn that over to Red. It's going to be you and Red on this one.
So me and Red, huh?
Yeah.
When I finish my work, you're going to be purple.
You said what?
No, you got to remember, Red got the Ohio Players as her theme song. Fire, yeah, don't play with her. She's going to burn you up.
I love that song.
I know, see, I already know you, Red. I know you. I know your heart, girl. I know you. So watch out, Alex.
Oh, okay.
You know what I meant by that, Bree and Red? Because it's been devalued because it's so many different prices put on it. Like Mark was saying, a lot of ways you sell it. And it don't always mean cash. Bree was saying herself, move my furniture, pay my phone bill,
giving you an example. I was not. I did not mean that literally.
What?
So please.
Can I talk? Can I talk? See, you and somebody want to get defensive. I'm telling you what you said.
Right.
Okay.
You play so, right again.
In the peanut gallery, shut the hell up.
You know, because in a funny way, it's been devalued because y'all put these different kind of values on it, and now men know what you're doing. Men know that we're just as valuable. We also know that men going to get one nut per session, but if his game is right, you're going to get multiples. So you're not doing me no favors by giving me nothing. I'm doing you a favor. If you get four orgasms and I'm getting one, you owe me. I'm doing you a favor.
Well, God, please get him because I got something for him, but that's all right, Ray. Get him, child. Please.
We go in by saying that all views and things that come out of our mouths is not necessarily those held by Bree Life. And also, let me start by saying, take this with sugar and love because you know I love you. But that's a bunch of bull. Okay? That's some bullshit. First of all, what you men need to understand is we don't necessarily need you to give us multiple anything. Okay? That is the problem that you are having. There is a huge miscommunication with y'all thinking that y'all are doing us a favor by turning it out in the bedroom. And I've heard everything from make you climb the walls to tearing up the sheets to burning up the floor. And at the end of the day, you're too tired to do any of it. Okay? So I don't know what kind of favor you think you're doing me when I have to put up with your sweaty asses in my damn home telling me crap on stuff you cannot deliver on, and then getting upset with me and saying things like, oh, well, you said that I could come over and I could do this, that, and the third, and you said that if it wasn't for this, that, and the other, that you and I would be in a better place. Well, oh, well, it's your fault that you won't have an orgasm. It's your fault that you don't understand me. It's your fault that I just can't hear what you're saying because, according to Mark, we got ADD. Of course it's your fault. It's always the woman's fault, but we're supposed to do you a favor, go parade.
I'm not blaming you.
And get
I'm not blaming you.
Well, no, but
hey, I'm calling the fire department. I'm calling the fire department.
You are insinuating that
you
are doing us a favor. How are you doing me a favor when I could do whatever it is that you think you could do?
Can I tell you?
We're brothers against batteries, that's why.
Can I tell you?
But that's not against batteries and y'all here.
That's right, we're brothers against batteries. I want the real thing. It doesn't come with a dog on Duracell or a dog on the Everett.
I'll be there as long as
y'all against more than batteries.
My thing is, don't say you're going to do X, Y, Z, show up, and didn't get none of them requirements. Nothing happened. Like, if you're going
to
say all that, actually make it happen.
Well, you know what? Baby, so I can make it happen.
You are the be-all, the end-all, to have us to climb in the walls, and you want to knock three holes. What did you say, three holes or somewhere? I don't even know how the hell that's possible. And
me either. What I would like to say is, why can't you get more than one nut?
What's that? Why can't you get more than one nut? Because you have made it.
After one, y'all like,
one
lying.
Matt, what's wrong with you?
Whoa. I can bring more than one. I can say that for me, but, you know, it depends on how long
you're
going.
Thanks for letting me know, Twan.
Well, I just couldn't. We had that song, One Nut, One Nut. You're lucky just to have just one nut. No, we do.
That's right, Twan.
On occasion.
There's just too much emphasis on sex and who's getting it, how long they're getting it, who's giving it the best, and for what reason or another. All of that stuff at the end of the day is supposed to be on a level between two grown, consenting adults.
Sex is very powerful.
But it's not.
yeah,
it's a very powerful tool.
At the end of the day, but y'all men need to stop saying things like, y'all can bust three holes in us and make us climb the walls, when at the end of the day, you can't. You can't.
But you
somebody,
know what?
Like Bill, that's what I'm talking about. Jesus.
I mean,
but you know what? Yeah, why is it, though, you say that, but why is it when y'all with a man, if y'all know he got a wife or a girlfriend, why y'all trying to outscrew his wife or outscrew his girlfriend? If he out cheating with you, does she do this? Does she make you feel like this? Yeah. Don't y'all do that?
I don't know nothing about that because I don't do that.
Well, plenty of y'all do it. What?
How you know all that?
Please get some, you know, for the listeners out there that are women, please feel free to call into the Bree Life Radio Show to the Battle of 424-224-1862 to deal with the brother on the line. His name is Alex,
who has lost his mind.
You can call and ask for him specifically. I give you full permission.
Let me tell you something. Back in the day, I was a notorious cheater, and women knew it. And they try to outscrew the other girl. I've experienced it. I lived it. Okay? Don't tell me they don't do it. Who gonna tell me they don't do it?
This is now. I can't speak for those women. I can only speak for myself. And I ain't trying to outscrew nobody that's been there before me. That ain't got nothing to do with me. In fact, I don't even want to know that type of stuff because then I don't want to be with you. So why am I trying to compete with something that I don't want to compete with in the first place? The hell, I don't give a damn about your wife, your girlfriend, your side chick, the four women you got down the street, and the two you got laying on the side waiting for you in West Cougamonga. I don't give a damn. I ain't playing in that pool. That's not me. So I can't speak on that. I have nothing to do with that. That has nothing to do with me. For the women who are dealing in that, then they need to call in and give you that answer.
I'll wait for him.
Does West Cucamonga come with a vacation package? Might check that out.
You know what I mean. These petitions from these petition cookies.
Lula, where are you, Lula?
I'm still waiting for my answer.
What question?
What is up with the
this
one
just
nut?
Shows how they don't have good memory. He already forgot.
Right? ADD.
You just said it five times.
Can I get some? That's all I want to know. You be holding me
of
on
course,
the side. I want to know, can I get some?
Take it away.
Wait, isn't Alex married?
Mm-hmm.
And
you
know
it. Okay.
He's an authority.
Wow.
He's authority on marriage and not being married.
Listening.
So leave him alone.
His wife is probably not listening, and that's
alone.
Why he's talking shit.
Go ahead, Luke. Was that Luke?
Red. You know what, Red? I got.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what? You ain't no joke. Bro.
That wasn't Red.
No
that
joke.
Was Lula B. That was Lula B.
Lula B. Is crazy.
That was Lula B.
Okay, well, then, Red, Lula B, hey, Lula B, I already know who you be, so I already know you out of control, so I ain't mad at you. You do your thing out there wherever you at in Wonderland.
I was talking to Alex.
Only
one
I said, well,
Alex,
thing, Alex,
you sleep with other women outside of your marriage?
What was that, Amanda?
You sleep with other women outside,
with other
of
women outside of your marriage?
That was
no,
the question. Did
no,
you forget?
On,
did
on,
you
on,
forget
on.
The question already?
No. I don't sleep with no women outside this marriage.
Bree, he forgot.
I'm telling you about my past experiences, not this time
not
around.
Now. Because you over
no.
Can I get some?
Choose give you a history lesson, dear. Okay, so.
I bet you a country.
Okay, so, all right, we got to let Brother Mark speak now.
But no, I want Brita, you know what? It was really interesting and energetic, very visceral conversation. So I want you to tell me, what the hell is your question again? Because I got lost. It just got so crazy for a minute because Red was going, I was calling the fire. It was like a 3-alarm over there where she was. So I was like, woo, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, my question is real simple.
What is it? I want to answer it.
You can't feel like a nut twice?
A nut twice. What? Oh, my God. Come on now. Viagra. Anyway, Richie, what's the question?
Oh my goodness. Are you making the commercial now? I said, what's up with not getting more than one nut?
Okay, I'll tell you. The pole, look, let me tell you something. The pole cannot outlast the hole.
They can't do it.
They can't. There's no doubt about it, number one. Wait a minute. Well, fine. There's a guy over there. You know, he do that. He do that. And I'm good with that. I ain't mad at nobody. So what you got to do is, my thing is this. And again, I ain't trying to get nobody no clinic. You know your body. You got to figure yourself out. But at the end of the day, you need to understand how to please the person that's up under you, okay? And you need to know what to do. And what you might need to do is figure a way so she can have some several couple, and then your one can count, and we can be done for a few minutes. Why do I have to have more than one anyway?
Maybe that's a part of the woman's experience. Maybe she gets off on that.
Okay, she gets off on me having more than one. Okay, here's the thing. The reality is that it is not, again, if you understand the physiology of a man, and you have the occurrences where you have men that perhaps can do this, like they can pop one and go right back and pop another one and go right back and pop. He's an anomaly. Let's get that straight. So you're looking for some
I think we have Haley's comment on the other end of the line. Twan, why don't you give us?
Okay, well, I can't speak for him. Well, Haley's comment, he wants the millennium and shit. So, I mean, he wants the millennium.
You want to call me Diddy Bop? It's all good. I'm going to break
what we're going to do is we're going to put Diddy Pop over in the corner, and we're going to call him Haley's Comet. He's once in a millennium. So for every one of them Diddy Pops, you got the regular Tootsie Roll, okay? And the bottom line is, the regular Tootsie Roll is you eat all the candy, you get the middle, it's gone. It's gone. So it's gone. So the reality is, what are you going to do? Because the majority of you women ain't getting that. I already know that, because that's not average. You're not getting a guy that's popping, 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 and popping. It ain't happening. So what have you been doing? Okay.
I'm quiet because that's not my experience. So I only speak on what I know. So
it's how many women on the line right now get multiples?
It depends on the angle from the dangle, and what you can do with it.
What in the hell is going on right here?
The sun goes down. Little B, could you email me that?
What'd you say?
Could you email me that? The angle from the dangle, I need that.
Yeah,
What in the hell is going on here?
If you ain't dangling right, you can't angle it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, if you ain't dangling right, you can't angle it right. Okay, I got you.
No, you can't.
All right.
I don't know.
I don't see him on the dangle.
You know what? With your knees and your ends, I ain't got to be dangling low.
Alex act like he got a dollar bill tattooed on his dick, like he need to go.
My God. What is happening here?
Enjoy that joint. That's right.
I see Bree mighty quiet.
I'm just enjoying all the sound bites and commercials I'm about to have.
Hey, Cooper got this. He got this. Oh, y'all just keep on. Y'all just keep on having Christmas over here.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, I just don't have much to say to stuff like that.
Listen, you know what? We're going to do something very interesting here. We're not going to take any more commercial breaks. I want Amanda.
Oh, no.
Come on.
I do not listen to songs like that. That's first of all. Okay. You do.
Come on.
He in the bathroom taking a dump.
Stop. I would like for Amanda.
Come on, Light Skin. Come on, Light Skin.
All right.
To voice her opinion about anything that's on her mind right now, what she's heard. If you have a topic you'd like for us to discuss, the floor is yours. Give us a topic, and we're gonna rebut. And I want you to take on all the men on the panel, because I know you can do it.
No, come on now, don't all put
right,
me
be
in
quiet.
That.
It's
suicide,
my turn, y'all.
Suicide, don't do it.
Elderly men, be quiet. Okay,
ooh,
I know you guys are excited.
You call us elderly men. I'm done.
Yeah, you're elderly.
Okay, I'll be your elderly man.
Okay, here's my thing.
You call me crazy to me.
Why are there black men that act like they've never had sex before, and then they go all crazy like a rabbit bunny? How do you expect us to feel anything?
Say that again.
I said, why do you act like you've never had sex before? So when you do, you act like a rabbit bunny, and it's like not fair to the other person that you're being intimate with, because you're just getting what you want. Like, you act like you've never had sex before. Like, who acts like that?
Okay. She ain't talking to us, so
it's just funny how y'all act like it's
you know
not
what?
You. It is you.
No. Okay, it's me. Fine. It's me. You know what I'm gonna do? If I'm a two
I've heard
minute
this
man, you really
want to
know? Do you really want to know? Okay, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna give you a little thing. If I'm a 2 minute man, then I'm gonna find some other tools in my toolbox, and I'm gonna use them first. So hopefully, I can help you get where you need to go, and then I can go have my 2 minutes, and you'll be happy, and I will too. Now, that's my answer to you.
Yeah, but why is, like, busting a nut, like, so even important? Like, why is it so a pressing issue? Like, really?
First of all, Amanda, I went straight into the
what?
Jackrabbit theory doing 90 miles an hour in a 50-mile zone. Number one, you watch more porn than probably anybody. You know, you might watch
what?
Porn. You want to get
now you putting on me?
Hey, hold on. We just had
me?
That discussion last
don't,
night.
Don't talk to Amanda about porn now. You need to say that.
You know, I mean, look. You look at porn.
No, I don't.
They doing it like
jackrabbits.
So we just trying to give it to y'all. You know what I'm saying?
I tell no, you what. Amanda don't look at porn. Amanda don't look at porn.
2 minutes of your
look,
life.
How about this? How about, ladies, I get what they're trying to say. How about you give men enough time to even respect you and care about you so they're not just trying to do it and leave? Why don't you give time? Why does it have to be
wait a
so
minute.
Quick?
But, Amanda,
I am playing
Amanda.
The devil's advocate.
Amanda, this is her moment. So here's my question, Amanda. I just have a question about that. So he cares about you. He's with you. But you got to understand this. Everybody has their own situation, and if the plumbing ain't the way it's supposed to be, all the love in the world he can have for you ain't going to change the fact that he has some issues. Now, if you can find a way to get the plumbing to act correctly, because remember, you're trying to predicate this upon him not caring about you. But what if he does care about you and he's still a two-minute man?
No, true. That's not a problem. I mean, if you're having some issues in that area, like, I feel like if she cares about you, she'll be willing to work with you. But if she
okay,
she
I gotta put
woman,
this on pause for a second. I need to get the other ladies involved who are more seasoned than our sister here. Is 2 minutes satisfactory for you, even if it was a powerful 2 minutes?
That 2 minutes.
Are you satisfied
life.
With 2 minutes, Red?
That's whack. Whack.
It's whack, right?
And how could 2 minutes possibly be powerful?
The best 2 minutes of your life.
Yeah, but you have to hold them. Like, you can't just be that.
You haven't even done a warm-up. What are you doing for 2 minutes? It's supposed to be so powerful. It's supposed to rock my world to the point where I'm like, oh, yeah, he's the best. Oh, baby, love me. What is
Lula B, where are you, girl?
Back to back.
First of all,
that's a compliment to y'all. Y'all so good.
I'm putting you guys on pause. Lula B.
Oh, Lord.
I'm mad at the question. 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Don't play with me. Do not play. 2 minutes.
Lucky Fresh Young.
Let me tell you something about philosophy. 2 minutes and a half hour nap. That's what it comes down to.
Damn.
I got a question. Here's my question.
Because we in the second half now. What the hell?
So y'all having the 2 minute. Y'all having these 2 minute situations. Y'all having a lot of these. Y'all running into a lot of these guys.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
It's a lot of them out there. It's a
2 minutes.
Look, if they care, they will
there.
Work.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And then they had the audacity to say, man, that pussy was so good. Woo, I couldn't hold. Right.
That first one is the warm-up. That's the warm-up. You got to get it back up. That first one is the warm-up.
Guess what? It's only a warm up when you got something to work with to warm up.
Y'all, it's just such cop outs. You got ADD. You wasn't nurtured enough as a kid. Didn't have your breakfast when you were in kindergarten.
You ain't got enough damn vitamin D in your body. All kind of stuff. You got cholesterol, high blood pressure. What else?
You can't do it out there.
And all this medication.
The reason this is not fair is that, and I'm being honest, I ain't trying to make no jokes or nothing. I've not been in a situation probably since I was 13 years old where that was an issue. So I don't know. I don't really know about no 2 minutes. I don't even.
Okay, so you get in your corner, anomaly. But there are some brothers out there.
No, you call me an anomaly. I didn't say I was a 5-hour man. That's an anomaly.
You guys used to sweet talk us and take us out. You guys actually had swag.
Yeah,
now
where's the
y'all
pudding?
Just weird. Y'all just weird.
Y'all
can't
playing
be...
with me.
Y'all weird. You
want me out there. You know what? I swear, I love y'all talking about these fictional guys, and I love them dudes that y'all keep running into. Y'all got to get another street to walk down. Y'all walking down the wrong road, baby.
I need to hear from Lula B. 2 minutes.
What?
You know what? They're on all roads. Get to know my brain first. Don't worry about what's inside my panties. You know what I'm saying? Find out about me intellectually. Find out if I'm really from the country or not. Because born and raised in Chicago, I'm not a country girl, actually. I ain't one to gossip, but you need to hear from me.
Come on, Lula.
But no, seriously, you know, me, I had a man that told me, oh, man, I want to lick your. What? You want to do what? You don't even know me yet. You don't even know if I'm a clean person. You don't know anything about me. And the first thing you say out of your mouth is something that you want to lick. No. You gotta find out some things first.
You need to leave me alone and get tested.
You know that's just talk.
Okay, Alex, I got a question for you. Do you remember something we was talking about earlier? You sent me a message. I'm going to talk in code, okay?
Okay.
Sent me a message that said I need to be more forgiving, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, you remember that question that person asked me, right?
Yep.
Was that right?
What do you mean, was it right?
Was it right?
What the person said?
Look, man, grab your nuts. Man up. I'm on Troy Avenue. Was it right?
Listen, if that's what the man felt, that's the only way he could articulate it. Yeah, it was right. Maybe he couldn't articulate it no other way.
You know what? When I see you, I'm going to bust you upside your head. For real.
I'm telling you the truth.
Some
women like
that
kind of talk.
That's not how you talk to somebody.
Some women like that kind of talk.
Listen,
you
act like you just been introduced to me. That person act like he was just introduced to me. You've been knowing me since I was 5 years old. You think you could ever talk to me like that?
Well, he did it.
And it'd be all right?
I wouldn't. Okay, but I'm telling you what some people's preferences. Some people
okay.
like dirty talk during sex. Call me names. Smack
but
me
but
face.
We were horizontal. I'm sorry, we were vertical. We weren't horizontal.
He was trying to get to the horizontal.
You know what? I'm done with you. Get the hell off my show.
He making up every excuse.
I'm telling you.
It's off the festivity.
Wait, Bree. Lula Bell want to fly on her private jet and take Alex and his wife out to dinner tomorrow.
Okay.
With my broke ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, with your country ass, remember?
Country, yeah, that's right. That's right.
I ain't saying about no broke. Now, I ain't saying about no broke.
Country broke.
No,
like
you didn't say broke. You didn't say broke. You didn't say broke. You said country.
You know what, people? I'm telling you, this has been an exhausting show. And it shouldn't have been anything but that. The battle of the sexes, I'm telling you. How are we going to go out with a bang? Come on, somebody give me a good topic. And the only person that really can inflame this situation other than Red is Mark. Come on. Come on, brah.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all this. This is the deal. The deal is, at the end of the day, women want men, and unless they're lesbians, they're going to keep on dealing with whatever we deal out. I agree, though. We need to come up with a way to please y'all more frequently. But you know what? You all got to do a little better giving us the roadmap. Because if you give me the roadmap, I can follow good. If you say left, you know what? I played, what's the name of that Twister really well. I know where the yellow dot, I know where to put my hand. Tell me where to put my hand. If you tell me where to put my hand, it's on there. And I do it every time. Because you know what? I want my reward. So my reward, if I please you, I know I'm going to get what I need. And I've been smart enough to understand that piece. So
mm-hmm.
I don't even know. That's how I feel about it. I'm trying to, but I need your cooperation. So if you tell me where to put my hand, where to put my mouth, where to put my time, where to put my whatever, I'm ready.
Yeah, communication.
That is if I'm into you like that. Because when a man is into you, as Bree always talks about, when he's there, see, if you all want to know the answer to all of your little questions, the mystery of life, all you got to know is he into you. Because when he's into you, baby, you ain't got to worry about that. He's sucking toes. But if you're into
you know what?
Mark,
you are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. He's sucking toes. That's for sure.
I ain't doing no toes, Mark.
Okay, all right. Don't do no toes. Hey, bro, I'll do toes. You don't know. I'll do all kinds of things. All I require is for you to wash up. If you clean, then it's all good. Everything. It ain't nothing that I ain't going to touch if it's on you if you clean. So I'm assuming that you clean. And we got to take a shower together to make sure that's fine, too. I make sure that whatever area need to be clean, because I'm done. Your body is a wonderland. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Bree, how you going to close us out? Because Mark said a mouthful there.
No, he ain't. I'm going to sleep.
Let you out.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to close out by saying this is our first of a 5-part segment of the Battle of the Sexes, because there are a lot of topics that need to be addressed. But we touched on a few of them tonight. I'm very happy and I'm very thankful to all the participants. Amanda, Lula B, Red, Mark, Alex, and Tuan. And also for our guest panelists that called in, Chris from Places Unknown. I don't know where he is. He left the show, but we love him still. And I just want to thank all our listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the first segment of the Battle of the Sexes. I love you all on purpose. Peace and blessings. And call in tomorrow because we'll be freestyling. Take care, you all.
Yeah. Love y'all. Love y'all. Peace.
Take care. Peace.
Out the break.
What up,
break? And we finna go in. Look,
yes, sir.
Look, we came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. It's positive, uplifting, and honest here. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See, Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn, and the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging echoes, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you to Mexico. So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down the next to the third degree. This is the Bree life, what you live in life. Welcome to the Bree life, how we live in life. From politics to the current events, economics to race, whether you're